I just want to share something. As we were singing, I felt like it's all about the one we love. You know, when we like someone, when we love someone, we so naturally want to pour everything out upon them.
我就想分享一下我的感动。当我们，你知道，我们在这里只是做一件事，就是当我们爱一个人的时候，我们就很自然的希望花很多的时间在那个人面前。
It's you don't even think about yourself pouring yourself out.
你就想把自己完全倾倒出来，你甚至都没有想你在做这样的事情。
You just so naturally, oh, I want to buy them this gift. I want to give them this meal.
很自然就说，哦，我想给他买这个礼物，哦，我想烧这个东西给他吃。
And I feel like that is what it's like with us in Jesus.
我觉得这就好像我们跟主耶稣的关系。
Because we love him so much.
因为我们这么爱他。
Because he loves us so much.
因为他这么爱我们。
We so naturally want to pour all of our love upon him.
所以从他的爱里，他很自然就想把他所有的爱倾注在我们里面。
Pour out the most costly wine for him.
把他最贵重的那个酒倒在我们的器皿里。
The most costly oil.
最贵重的膏油赐给我们。
It's just, oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you.
让我们能说主，我们爱你，我也爱你。
We don't think about the cost. We just think about the one whom we love.
当我们奉献自己的爱的时候，你不会想到自己的代价多么大，只想到那位我们所爱的主。
So can we sing that chorus again, church? And then pour my love, and we'll just let it flow. Let your love for Jesus just flow.
我们想把那个。把你所有的爱献给主那一段再唱一下，就从你的心中把你的爱倾倒出来。主啊，我们何等感恩早晨你在这里。
And we just honor you, and we ask that God you would help us just pour out our love upon you.
主，我们愿早晨在这里荣耀你，也愿你帮助我们，将我们的爱倾倒在你面前。
So in these challenging days, we just ask that we would know you more, and love you more, and obey you more, God.
在这样充满挑战的日子，我们能够更认识你。更爱你，也更顺服你。
So, that. So we do ask that you just help us as we look at the scriptures to embrace it and comprehend it and apply it, Lord.
当我们读你的话的时候，让我们拥抱它，也明白它，也知道如何应用它。
And just help me to communicate this clearly in Jesus' name.
主，我要帮助我知道如何沟通，有效率的沟通。祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen. All right, I want to continue. I think we mentioned last time I spoke, I shared a bit about, what was it, Matthew 6:6, and just the Lord's instruction about the prayer at the secret place.
我想继续我上一次跟你们一起的交通，就是马太福音六章六节，特别讲到我们在暗中的祷告。
Or at least I referred to it a few times.
起码我提到过这样的事情。
So, but I want to talk to you about the instruction of Jesus about how we become stronger in prayer.
我要谈到神主耶稣怎么样教导我们有更坚强的、更强壮的祷告生活。
But I also want us to give some attention to the fact that Jesus practiced these things that he encouraged us to do.
同时，我要让大家一起看到，主耶稣要我们做的事是他自己有在行的事情。
That there are certain practices that help us establish a quiet time with the Lord.
有些好的习惯或操练会帮助我们知道怎么建立一个安适的生活。
You know, I love Psalms 91. It says, "He who stays or dwells." In the secret place.
我很喜欢诗篇九十一篇，特别讲到那个在他的隐秘处生活的人。
They abide in the shadow of the Almighty, close to God.
他们是在至高者他的隐秘处，与他非常亲近。
And then later in that psalm, it says, "Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place."
后来在这一篇里面提到说，因为你将至高者当作你的居所。
You know, no evil would befall you, no plague come near you.
祸患必不临到你，灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。
But I want to give attention today to the things that go into making God our dwelling place.
所以我今天的重点是我们如何让至高者成为我们的居所。
There are certain practices that establish a secret place.
有些好的操练或习惯可以帮助我们建立这个隐秘处。
Amen.
Amen.
So imagine, if you will, erecting a dwelling.
想想，如果你要建一个居所。
Building a dwelling place.
或者你要盖一个住屋。
Building a shelter and a covering, making God your dwelling place.
你要建一个地方，让神成为你的居所。
There are certain practices that are essential if we're going to create this space where we can connect with God by faith.
如果我们想要借着信跟神建立一个隐秘处，到有些事情我们是要操练来建立的。
Amen.
Amen.
So Matthew 6:6, let's take a look at Jesus' instruction to his disciples about how they should go about praying.
我们看看马太福音六章六节，耶稣怎么教导我们的。
He says, "But when you pray,"
他说你祷告的时候
，when you and I pray.
你和我要祷告的时候
We need to go into, as it says in the Old King James, our closet to pray.
讲到说要进到你的内屋，甚至 King James 的翻译版说要进到你的橱柜里去。
Some of the more modern translations put it, but when you pray, go into your most private room.
意思就是到你最隐私的空间去。
When you're going to connect with God, you need a space that affords you, gives you some privacy.
所以你想要与神连接吗？
Amen?
你得要有一个足够隐私的空间。
Now this refers to the challenge that is involved with prayer.
这个就是祷告所遇到的一个大挑战。
You know, sometimes we take for granted the practice of prayer.
有的时候我们觉得祷告是好像很自然而然的，理所当然的。
It is no small thing to speak to a God that we cannot see. Amen.
但是你知道，能够对那位我们看不见的神说话，绝对不是一件小事。
To call out to God in faith and confidence to a God that we cannot
audibly hear, physically see, or tangibly touch.
我们对一个我们眼睛不能看、耳朵不能听、手不能摸的神，要能够有充足的信心来求告他，不是容易的事。Amen.
There is a challenge in that.
这是有挑战的，不是吗？
There are, you know, we walk by faith and not by sight.
是的，我们是凭信不凭眼见。Amen.
And this is one of the purposes of spending time in the secret place.
这就是为什么我们需要在
Because to pray
因为去祷告,
demands that we walk by faith.
需要信心, 不是吗?
Our prayer life is not driven by what we see and feel and touch.
祷告的生活绝对不是奠基于在我们能看、能听、能触摸的事上。
Our prayer life is built upon the promise of God written in this book.
祷告的生活的根基是什么? 是神在圣经里的应许。
The promise says, ask and you shall receive.
他应许说,你祈求就必得着。
Call upon my name and I will come, I will help you.
你呼求我的名,我就来搭救你。
But we're calling upon a God that you can't see.
但是你现在呼求一个神是你看不见。
And that takes faith.
这个就需要用信心,阿们吗?
It takes faith just to cry out to a God that we cannot see, feel, or touch.
必须要有信心，我们才能够向一个看不见、触摸不到的神来呼求。
Now, if we reflect on this a moment, we can all probably agree.
我们思想一下，大概大家都会同意。
That there are times where we might feel.
有的时候我们会觉得。
Like, am I praying to the ceiling?
我是不是向天花板祷告啊?
Am I just crying out to the blank space in the room?
还是我就是对一个空间在大声说话?
Oftentimes we're very aware of the fact that we're all by ourselves, it feels like.
很多时候我们会觉得我就是我一个人在做这件事。
Amen?
阿们吗?
Amen? We need to address and admit that this is a challenge, what we call prayer.
我们必须承认祷告这件事是有很大挑战的。
And if until we address the challenge,
直到我们能面对这样的挑战，知道如何应付它。
I don't believe we will fully embrace the practices that Jesus is going to teach us about in Matthew 6.
我不相信我们能够真的实行耶稣在六章六节教导我们的祷告生活。
If you don't address the challenge that prayer is,
你如果不面对并解决祷告的挑战，to your natural senses, 就是比如说你天然人的感觉是什么？
I mean, we go through every day living life based on how we feel, things we see, and things we touch.
每一天我们的生活都根据我们所看、所听、所触。
Right?
是吗?
We speak things to our neighbor, to our family, to our husband, our wife, based on how things they see and we can hear with our ear.
我跟人交接的时候，完全根据我们彼此看见什么、听见什么、感觉到什么。
How things look around us physically.
事情在我们四周是怎么样发生的。
But when we go into the prayer closet, the rules change.
但是当你到祷告的内室的时候,
we can't see anything there.
在那里你看不见什么。
And oftentimes we don't feel anything there.
你也不感觉到什么。
And there's nothing to touch there.
更不要说能够触摸到什么。
And so it demands that we step up and do this by faith.
因此在这样的时刻, 我们需要怎么样? 进一步用信心来触摸神。
If we do not recognize the challenge involved with praying by faith,
如果我们不认识什么叫凭信祷告,
we won't make a priority of the things that Jesus is going to teach us about.
我们就不会真的认真把耶稣教导我们的事情来操练。
Why do I have to go in this room all by myself?
为什么我要到一个空间里一个人?
Why do I have to close the door?
还把门关上?
Amen? Why do I need this quiet time?
为什么我需要这样安静的时刻?
Why do I need to remove all the other distractions?
为什么要把所有打岔的事离开?
Amen? Is because you want to be by faith addressing God.
Amen?
Amen. Does this make sense? Because when you're in a busy space with a lot of noise and a lot of people,
当你在一个充满了打岔、搅扰的空间，有许多的人，有许多的声音，
your natural senses will be moved and attracted by the things you can see, feel, and touch.
我们自然的反应当然是先去注意那些我们能听见、能看见、能够感受到的事。
And you will be distracted from the invisible presence of God.
很自然的结果就是我们被从那个 看不见神的同在。
Are you tracking with me? Does this make sense?
这样子听得懂吗？
We must make a priority of certain practices if we're really going to do it by faith.
如果我们真的要凭信来操练的话，我们必须把神所说的话放在第一重要性。
So Jesus teaches his disciples.
所以主耶稣教导他的。
If you're going to pray,
门徒们，你要祷告。
But when you pray,
那你祷告的时候，
go into your most private room,
进你的内屋，
a place that is free of all other visual distractions.
在那里你看不见其他的事情。
Amen. Close the door.
关上你的门。
You know, we all want to love, as we sang a chorus today. We want to give God our best. We want to love the Lord Jesus the most.
Amen?
We want to give him our whole heart. How many of us have prayed, Oh God, I want to put you first? Anybody prayed that prayer? Have we prayed that prayer? God, we want to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我们有说我要尽心尽力尽意爱主。
You didn't pray that prayer?
你没有这样祷告过吗？
Wave at me if you prayed that prayer.
祷告过的勇敢的举起你的手来。
Maybe more than once, twice, three, four.
而且不止一次，对不对？好几次，是吗？
We prayed it and prayed it. Oh God, I want to love you more than anything else.
我们说神啊，我愿爱你胜过一切。
I don't know anybody that has started to walk that out.
Well, go ahead.
That hasn't learned how to put prayer first. To put God first requires to put prayer first.
我没有看到，我还不认识任何人有这样的心愿，却没有先在第一步上学习认真祷告。
Husbands, you gonna love your wife the most?
弟兄们，你要最爱你的妻子吗？
You know, among in your family, you're gonna talk to your wife the most. Amen.
那自然在你所有家人中，你一定花最多时间跟你太太沟通的。
I see some wives pinching, elbowing their husband there.
我看到有些老婆在推自己的老公的
手。We're going to love our children.
我们若是觉得我要爱我的儿女。
We're going to talk to our children.
那你一定花时间跟他们沟通。
We're going to be a good friend.
我要做一个好的朋友。
We're going to communicate with our friends.
我必须花时间跟我的朋友沟通啊。
If we're going to love God the most.
如果我要跟爱，我要说我要做，我要最爱神。
If we're going to put God first.
我要把神放在我生命中的第一位。
We must learn how to put prayer first.
那我们必须知道怎么样把祷告放第一位。
This requires us to adjust our priorities.
若是这样，我们就要把生活中的重要次序重新调整一下。
Amen.
阿门吗？
We're used to rising in the morning and putting our needs first.
早晨我们起来，常常第一想到就是我的需要是什么。
But oftentimes, to meet with God first requires us to adjust our schedules.
但是要是真的把神放第一位的话，就表示要调整一下我生活的次序。
So Jesus says, but when you pray, go into your most private room.
他说你祷告的时候要进你的内屋。
And closing the door.
关上门。
Pray to your Father.
祷告你在。
Now look at this.
你的父。
Who is in the secret place?
看看谁在这个内室。
If you can go to a private place,
如果你能够有一个隐私的空间，
shut the door,
关上门，
shut everything else out,
把一切人事物隔绝在门外，
by faith,
借着信心，
you can meet with the Father in the secret place.
你可以在那里遇见暗中查看的父。
Amen? And that will change your life.
这个会改变我们的生命。
If we can get believers to do that one small thing,
如果我们能让所有信主的人做这么一件事，
find a quiet place,
找到一个隐私的空间，
shut everything else out,
把一切的人事物隔绝，
and begin to communicate by faith,
在那里凭着信心来沟通，
with Father God, they can have everything that they need.
这样他们就没有其他的需要。
Do you need a father's love?
你需要父的爱吗？
Amen. You ever need love?
你需要爱吗？
Amen. You need encouragement?
你需要鼓励吗？
You guys need encouragement back there?
弟兄们需要鼓励吗？
Yeah, don't you want somebody? You can do it.
You can do it. 你需要有人跟你说你可以办到的。
It's all right.
可以的,
don't worry. Don't
不要忧虑,
be afraid.
不要害怕,
you know, get back up. Keep going. We need this encouragement, don't we?
我们常常需要鼓励的,
we all need the love and encouragement of a father. And each and every one of us can connect with that if we'll just go to the secret place. Do you need God's provision?
你需要神的供应吗?
Do you need God's spirit?
你需要神的灵吗?
Do you need God's direction?
你需要神的引导吗?
Do you need God to be your shepherd and show you where to go and where not to go?
你需要父的引导做你的牧者带你去当去的地方呢?
Do you need a savior?
你需要一位救主吗?
Do you need God to forgive you of your sins?
你需要神赦免你的罪吗?
Amen. All these things we can access, we can connect with if we'll just go to the secret place.
这一切的事情我们都能得到, 只要我们愿意去那个内屋遇见神。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
I know this is a little bit simplistic, and so I'm being a little redundant.
听起来好像是一件很简单的事, 所以我一再的重复。
But just bear with me. Let's soak this in what Jesus is saying and teaching about.
请你们忍耐一下,我们想一想主耶稣告诉我们到底是一件怎么样的事。
So in Matthew 6:6, there are four basic practices to having a successful quiet time with God.
在这里马太六章六节有四件事教导我们怎么样建立一个成功的祷告内室的生活。
Now I had them arranged in an order 1, 2, 3, 4, but I'm gonna flip the list and start with 4.
我要从第四件事讲起。
Basically, we need this quiet time is to just a an atmosphere that cultivates faith that we're connecting with Father God, as I've already mentioned.
第一,我们要知道我们做这样的事,这样的操练是要培养我们的信心。
Because as I said in the beginning, there is such a challenge to believe that we're speaking to God when we can't see Him, hear Him, or touch Him.
就像我一开始讲的,要祷告一位看不见的神,是需要信心的。
It requires us to adjust our priorities.
而且需要我们调整我们生活的重要次序。
So, but the first priority that we find in connecting with God and believing that God is present.
第一件事帮助我们来到神面前与他连结的，相信他的同在。
Is to establish a quiet, private place.
就是要建立一个安静的隐私的地方。
Now that's not easy if you're part of a big family. Amen.
如果你跟一大家族住在一起，不容易的。
With a lot of roommates, it's not easy.
你有很多的室友，这也不容易办到。
Anybody have a lot of roommates at your house? A lot of family members?
你是不是住在一大群人当中？
Finding a quiet place is a real challenge.
在这种情况之下，很难找到一个隐私空间的，不是吗？
Finding a quiet place means oftentimes you have to get up or make a schedule that doesn't conflict with all these other people's lives that are coming and going in the home in which you live. Amen?
在这种情况之中，你常常需要起得特别早，你才能够有一个安静的地方。
Do you have a quiet place to meet God?
你有一个安静的地方可以让你遇见神吗？
Is there any time in your life where you get quiet?
甚至我问你，在你的生活中，你有没有安静的时刻？
I mean, this is a real thing, especially in our world today. Oftentimes, a lot of young people don't ever get quiet.
在今天忙碌的时代，这是一个很实际的问题。很多年轻人 从来没有安静下来，从来没有真的停下来。
Don't ever turn this off. Don't ever get away from all the traffic and communication and noise and different voices. Amen?
譬如说我们的手机可能从来就没有关机过，我们没有停止与外面的世界的联系。
To have a successful prayer life, you have to have a time that you get quiet.
为了要跟神能够有一个好的沟通，你必须要有一段时间是真的让你安静下来。
That you get still.
你是静止不动的。
That you are alone.
你是一个人的,
that you shut out all the other noise.
你是将一切的噪音,声音排除在外,
all the other ideas and all the other voices and all the other opinions and all the music
所有的思想,
and entertainment.
所有的意见, 所有的声音, 所有的娱乐,
Amen. I can see some of you young people are already getting nervous talking this way.
Amen.
Do you have such a time?
但是我问你,
where you're quiet.
是静止不动的吗？
Where you're all alone.
你是完全是你一个人吗？
Where you still your heart and your mind.
你的心思，你的心是完全静下来的吗？
Answer the question to yourself, of course. You don't have to answer automatically. But do you have such a time?
你自己扪心自问，有这样的时刻吗？
Do you?
有吗？
If you don't,
如果你没有，
that'sAlready revealing, exposing an obstacle why you're not hearing God.
这就很明显，你为什么听不见神的声音？
Why your prayer life isn't a rewarding experience?
为什么祷告的生活不是一个得到神供应的生活？
Prayer is nothing more than a conversation with God, dialogue with God. Amen.
祷告也不过就是跟神对话，不是吗？
If you never shut out the other voices,
但是如果你从来不把其他的声音隔绝，
it's impossible to make your heart known to him and him to speak to you.
这很难让你的心能够完全朝向他倾心吐意，或者听见他的声音。
I mean, I guess it's not impossible.
我想我不是说这是不可能。
Because God could raise his voice loud enough and communicate with us in any situation.
是的，神可以在任何环境里把他的声调稍微调高一点，我们就听得见他的声音。
But let me just say he usually won't.
但是让我这么说吧，他这不是他的惯常的做法。
Have you ever had to chase somebody down to talk to him?
你有没有试着追着一个人要跟他讲话？
You ever felt that way, Caleb? Like you had somebody you really wanted to talk to, and oh, let's make an appointment, and you know, oh, there's that person. I want to talk to him. I want to share something. I want to, you know, explain something. And they always slipped away before you could, you know, talk to him.
你们有没有这种经验？你有一个人，你需要跟他很快的沟通，重要的事情告诉他，但是你总是他总是没有时间给你。
How frustrating it is!
是不是很沮丧的一种经历？
God doesn't. A lot of times, I believe the Lord feels like He has to chase us down. He doesn't want to do that.
这也是神的感觉，因为他常常要追着我们跟我们沟通。
So if we want to put God first, we want to put talking to God first.
如果我们真的要把神放第一位，就要把与神沟通这件事放在第一位。
We need to rearrange our schedule in such a way that has a quiet time where we can talk to God.
所以我们要调整我们的时间表，让我们真的有时间能够与神沟通。
Amen.
Amen.
Wives, you want to talk to your husband about something very personal and sensitive.
做太太的，你想要跟你的先生讨论一个非常重要又敏感的话题。
Ladies, you ever want to talk to your husband about something personal and sensitive, important?
做妻子的，有没有什么时刻你需要跟你的老公讲一些很重要的事？
Yeah, well, we're at the grocery store. I'll talk to you about that.
那如果你的老公说哦，等一下我们去买菜的时候，你就告诉我。
On our way to work, while we're driving here or there, we'll talk about that.
或者在我上班的路上，在车子里，你告诉我吧。
Are you going to go for that?
做妻子的，你会愿意这样沟通吗？
No.
不会的。
We want a quiet time.
你需要有一个安静的时间跟他沟通。
To both listen and to be heard.
所以他能够倾听。
Okay, so we need to establish a quiet, a private place.
所以要建立一个真的安静的地方。
Where you won't be interrupted.
在那里没有打岔。
Do you have such a time?
你有花这样的时间吗？
Are you willing to make such a time?
你愿意花这样的时间吗？
We need to find a quiet place where we can be all alone with God.
我们需要能够有一个隐私的地方，我们可以单独与他同在。
Where we can fully express ourselves to God.
在那里我们可以自由地向他倾心吐意。
I've kind of teased before talking about prayer, how sometimes people try to have a prayer time, a quiet time at the coffee shop.
我常常觉得，常常开玩笑，有的人说我要去咖啡店，清静主。
And I've had some significant times in a coffee shop, looking at the scripture, you know, hearing God's voice, but that doesn't usually turn into the time where I really express myself towards God.
我是常常去咖啡店，在那里读经啊，祷告，读经也听见神偶尔对我说话，但是呢，我不能在咖啡店自由地表达我向神的心愿。
You know, for no other reason that there's a lot of people around.
没有什么其他的原因，因为还有别的人在场。
You know, and I say, "Oh God, God help me, help me."
如果我在那里说神啊， you know, 帮助我。
At Starbucks, I start moving. God help me.
你想想，在 Starbucks 突然开始摇动，然后说啊， you know, 帮助我，帮助我。
People start walking on the other side of the coffee shop, right?
我相信其他的顾客都会绕我而行，绕开我而行。
Pretty soon, I have one of the baristas tell me, "Sir, please, you're going to have to."
很快那个工作人员就会叫我安静。
We need a quiet place.
我们需要有一个安静的地方。
Where we won't be interrupted.
在那里我们不会被打岔。
And a place where we can fully express ourselves to God.
而且我们能够自由的在那里表达。
Just like husbands, wives, mothers, fathers with your children, if you're going to talk about something that's close to your heart,
就像我们跟家人，如果我们要跟他们分享任何在我心里非常重要的事，
you need a little privacy so you could share your heart because it, you know, it might be sensitive. You might be emotional.
因为所以你就需要一个私有的空间，因为话题很敏感，甚至你会情绪起来。你需要有一个安全的地方。
You want to feel safe. You don't want to have to worry about what other people might think.
在那里你不用担心别人的反应。
But this also gives us the opportunity to use our voice in prayer.
而且让在那里我们可以有一个机会用我们的声音来祷告。
You know, a lot of people could really change their prayer life if they just prayed out with their voice more.
你知道我们的祷告生命可以有更大的改变，如果我们能够大声自由的祷告。
I don't know why, but there are times where I'm really have a burden on my heart, where I'm really praying about something important, and it makes all the difference if I can raise my voice. To God.
我不知道为什么，但是我个人的经历是这样。当我里面有重担很重、负担很重的时候，我若是能够大声祷告，会有很大的帮助。
All through the book of Psalms, David talks about prayer.
在诗篇里，你看大卫多次提到祷告。
But it's usually not silent prayer.
但很多时候他都不是默默祷告。
In fact, the way David explains prayer through the book of Psalms is he says, "I cry out."
事实上，他常常描述我大声呼喊、
He raises his voice.
他是提高他的声量。
He expresses himself.
完全来表达他里面的情形。
He's not thinking about anybody else. He just pours his heart out to God.
他倾倒他里面的心，完全不在乎四周。
Do you have a place to do that?
请问你有一个这样的地方吗？
Maybe you have a favorite song sometimes. Anybody sing with the radio?
有没有人跟着音乐唱歌的？
Now you guys are going to have to work. This is Q&A time, question and answer.
我们要有一点互动啊。
Raise your hand for me. Anybody sing along with the radio?
有没有人跟着音乐唱歌的？
Okay, got a couple honest souls here. Do you sing with the radio, brother, sometimes?
Which one?
A song with, yeah, you right there. Yeah, we, a song you really like, yeah, okay.
Oh, so sometimes,
but when do we usually do that? When we're all alone, right?
我们通常是在四周没有人的时候这样做的。
Caleb, do you sing to the radio with next to you,
Caleb,
Albert, or those brothers? Or?
你跟那些宝贝们、弟兄们。
Oh, okay. Most of the time, though, so most of us are a little bit...careful or shy, and so we wait till we're all alone to do that, right?
但是我们一个人的时候，我们就会大声唱。
Because we maybe don't hit every note just right.
因为我们有的时候会走音嘛。
But when you're all by yourself, and man, I love that song, and you start singing.
当你一个人的时候说，哦，我好喜欢这首歌，你就开始唱。
And the people that are driving by on the freeway, they go, "What's wrong with that kid over there?" Right?
人家开车经过，你说，哎，那个家伙在干嘛？
But in a moment, we have that private time. We're all alone, and we're loving that song, and we just release it. Amen.
但是当我们有独自有的空间，我们听到喜欢的音乐，我们就完全的释放出来。
Prayer is the same way.
祷告也是一样啊。
When we worship God, or our heart is burdened and heavy, and we're concerned about our friends, or our family, or a sick loved one,
当我们里面有重担，为着我们所爱的家人或者朋友，
we want to cry out.
我们就要大声的呼求。
And say, God, help me, help in this situation. Give me a breakthrough, God.
我们大声呼喊，
touch them in Jesus' name.
说神，我们需要你的帮助，我们需要你带我们突破。
And to pray, I mean, really pray.
要真正的祷告。
It works best.
在最什么情况下最好
？To have a private place.
就是你有一个隐私的空间。
A quiet place.
一个隐私的空间，安静的空间。
That we can close that door.
你可以关上门。
Close the world out.
把世界关在外面。
Close ourselves in with God alone.
把自己关在神的面前。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
How much would our lives change if we just regularly cried out to God and asked Him for help about different situations?
若是我们能时常在神的面前这样大声呼喊，我们的祷告生命会有多大的改变呢？
Prayer isn't Pastor Timothy's idea.
祷告不是梁弟兄的想法。
Or Sister Michelle's.
也不是梁姊妹的建议。
We didn't come up with the idea of prayer.
我们没有制造出这样的想法的。
Prayer is God's idea.
是神的想法。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
He said, "Ask me."
他说，
Seek me.
寻找我,
Knock on my door.
敲我的门啊,
I'll open things. I'll change things.
我会开门,
I will answer you.
我会改变,
Amen? Amen. We're living in challenging times today, aren't we?
我们真是活在一个充满了挑战的时代,
and I believe if we would get good at believing God's promise,
如果我们在神的应许上非常的认真,
and applying it, responding to that promise by prayer,
借着祷告, we, 向着神的应许有一个反应,
a lot of our challenges would be removed.
我相信很多的挑战都会被移开的,
Amen?
Amen吗?
Think about this, the Bible, it's not just another book.
圣经不仅仅只是一本书,
it's a book of God's love towards us.
而是神的爱,
it's his promises to us. He says, this is my promise.
他说,
ask me to fulfill my promise.
来向我要求,
the promise and the prayer. The promise and the prayer.
祷告,
so much can get
应许,
done that way.
应许,
Amen?
祷告.
We get in this book, we claim these promises.
我们得着应许的, 圣经,
we remind God of his promises. God, you said you'd love me.
神，你说你爱我,
you'd forgive me.
你说你赦免我,
you would heal me.
你说你医治我,
you would protect me.
你说你保护我,
God, you said you would provide for me.
你说你供应我的需要,
and so I respond to these promises with my prayers.
所以借着祷告, Amen? 我来反应, 向着这些应许来支取。
If we're going to take this seriously,
如果我们真的很认真,
we need a quiet time.
我们需要有一个安静的时间,
a quiet place.
也安静的地方,
Amen?
Amen吗?
And in the same way, but different, that we would sing along with that favorite song, not worried about anybody else.
那我们就会有一个不一样的祷告的生活, 而且我们可以 sing along.
Yeah, we need to just pray our whole heart out. Amen?
我们在那里大声地把我们的心愿,
so, number one, establish a quiet, private place where we won't be interrupted.
所以我们第一要建立一个隐私的地方是不受打扰。
And Jesus did this.
主耶稣自己就是这样。
You know what, can you, when you read the life of Jesus, his people are pulling on him all the time.
你看, 主耶稣在地上的生活, 一天到晚许多人拥挤他。
Crowds of people followed him from one town to another village, here and there. Everywhere he went, they were pulling on him, asking for his help.
无论他到哪一个地方, 哪一个城镇, 人都拥挤他, 拉住他, 需要他的帮助。
And if there was one thing that Jesus didn't have a whole lot of, it was quiet time, private time.
你可以说耶稣有许多东西, 但是有一件事他不常有, 就是隐私的空间和时间。
It's not that he didn't want it, it's just that the crowds, the demands on his power and his love and his strength wouldn't allow him to have much time.
不是主耶稣不需要时间和空间, 乃是旁边的人需要太大了, 总是把他抓住。
And I suppose we could reason that if anybody didn't need time to pray, it would be Jesus, right?
当然你会争议说当然啦主耶稣是不太需要时间祷告。
But what I want to point out is Jesus himself walked these principles out. He made a special appointment, a special time, a quiet time to connect with his Father, even though so many were demanding his time and attention.
但是我在这里要特别指出的一件事, 就是虽然有这么多人需要耶稣的注意力和帮助, 连主自己也花时间, 花力量, 把他自己的时间表空出来, 让他有一个隐私的空间。
So we see this in Luke 9, verse 18.
在路加福音第九章第十八节,
so Jesus is alone praying, and his disciples, here they come, interrupting him again, asking for something while he's praying.
在这里说耶稣自己祷告的时候,
and it happened as Jesus was alone praying.
在那个时候耶稣他独自在祷告的时候, 门徒来打岔来找他。
Jesus had to be creative to find a time to be alone to pray.
主耶稣自己要非常有创造力, 找到时间地点能够祷告。
Jesus worked hard at getting a time and a space where he could really pour his heart out to God the Father.
主耶稣自己要很努力地找到时间地点, 在那里他能够将他的心完全倾倒在父神的面前。
And yet his disciples were always pulling on him, asking him questions and telling him about different needs and things that needed to be done.
但是门徒总是呢, 把许多的事情带到他面前打岔。
Mark 6:46. Sometimes Jesus, the way he handled this, was he sent the disciples away.
那有的时候呢，他就把门徒打发走。
Sometimes Jesus said, you know, you're going to have to give me a break.
他有时候跟他们说，请你们让我休息一下。
I can't answer your questions right now.
现在没时间回答你的问题。
I need to pray.
我需要去祷告。
Have you ever thought about doing that?
你有没有这样子做呢？
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry, sister. I know it's important, but I needed to have some time alone with God.
对不起，弟兄或姊妹，我现在需要花点时间与神同在。
If we're going to be successful with our prayers and have a consistent prayer life, you're going to have to disappoint some people sometime.
为了让我们有一个持续稳定的祷告生活的操练，有的时候我们必须让别人失望一下。
Because in our busy world, there's always somebody that wants your time.
因为在这个繁忙的时代里，我们总是有人会有需要的。
So Mark 6:46 says,
马可第六章四十六节说，
And when he, Jesus, sent them away,
他辞别了他们。
Jesus departed to the mountain to pray.
他就往山上去祷告。
So he said, "Now you guys go on now. I need some time alone." Is what he's saying.
他就打发了他们走，因为他需要有自己的时间。
He went to a quiet place up in the mountain so he could pour out his heart to the Father.
他需要到山上，在神的父神面前有一段时间，能够倾心吐意的祷告。
If Jesus did this, certainly we might need to do this.
那如果连耶稣都需要这样做，我们当然也需要。
And Luke 5:16.
路加福音五章十六节。
It says, "So he, or Jesus himself, often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed."
这里说耶稣常常退到旷野去祷告。
He often did this.
他常常这么做。
So I know you know, there's all the people wanting his time, wanting his attention, wanting to be taught, wanting to be healed, wanting to be encouraged.
我知道那时候有那么多人需要耶稣，需要他医治，需要他回答他们的问题。
And yet Jesus often withdrew from the crowd so he could pray.
但是耶稣却常常需要退到旷野，所以他才能祷告。
Your brother asks you, "How's your prayer life?" Oh, I'm not so good.
如果有人问我说，哦，你的祷告生活如何？我说，哦，不是太好。哦，因为我太忙。
I have so much homework.
我一大堆工作要做，我要做这个，我要做那个。
And then I have to serve at the church on this night.
而且我有这个聚会，那个服事。
I have to help clean up and do this and that.
我要负责打扫，我要做这个做那个。
We have so many reasons why we don't have time to pray.
我们有很多的理由让我们没有时间祷告。
But Jesus, it says, often, often.
但是在这里却说耶稣常常
He withdrew from everybody else so he could make time to pray.
从一切的人事物里退出，他才能有时间祷告。
If Jesus needed to do it, do you think you and I need to do it?
如果耶稣都需要这么做，你觉得你和我需不需要这么做呢？
Remember Jesus, even in the night before he was to be arrested and soon crucified,
记得主耶稣在被卖那个晚上，他要被逮捕之前
，His heart was so heavy.
他的心那么的沉重。
Maybe he needed the support and encouragement of others.
他那时候也许是需要许多人的扶持的时候。
But it says in Luke 22:41.
但是路加福音二十二章四十一节告诉我们
，That Jesus withdrew himself. He separated himself from the disciples.
耶稣离开他们，就是他的门徒。
So he could have this private moment of prayer.
所以他能够跪下来祷告。
Not only do we need to have a quiet place to pray,
不仅我们需要有一个隐私的空间祷告。
This often means we need a special time to pray.
我们还需要有一个时间是分别出来祷告。
There was a story of John Wesley, the great Methodist preacher, the founder of the Methodist Church. A brother was interested in talking to him.
一个卫理公会很有名的圣徒 John Wesley 有一次有个弟兄要跟他沟通
Come, this man addressed John Wesley he said, Come brother, let's have more conversation I want to hear more about what you have to say
这个圣徒说、oh, John Wesley, 来来来告诉我更多有关你的事
Let's sit down and cross our legs and have a cup of tea is what he said
让我们坐下来、喝茶交叉的腿我们好好的聊一聊
And John Wesley looked at his clock and he says, I cannot do it.
John Wesley, 看看他的手表他说、oh, 我不行我没时间
I have a special appointment at 4 in the morning.
我是每天早上四点钟有一个特别的约定
The man kind of questioned, 4 in the morning? Who are you going to meet at 4 in the morning?
对, 那位圣徒说, 早上4点钟, 你要跟谁, 你跟谁约啦?
He said, I have a standing appointment to meet with God every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning.
他我已经跟神约好的, 每天清晨4点要跟他见面。
Some, in order, oftentimes in order to find that quiet place,
很多时候要找到那个安静的地点,
that alone space,
那个只有你一个人的地方,
it means we might have to get up a little earlier.
也许表示你就要再早起一点, Amen?
All the great saints of God have been men who rose early to seek the face of God. Amen?
所有伟大的圣徒都是早上早起来等候主的人。
And oftentimes rising early means we have to adjust the night before. Amen?
但既然要早起就表示什么? 要早睡。
You know, young people, they love to stay up late, don't you guys?
年轻人都是习惯晚睡。
Run around, have fun, laugh, as you should. It's good to have friends, amen?
晚上跟朋友们在一起玩耍, 睡得比较晚, 这是很自然的。
But if going places and entertainment and laughter and doing this and that keeps you from getting up to seek God's face, you might have to adjust your priorities.
但是若是你在与朋友们一起欢乐享受的时候, 就让你不能早起来遇见神, 也许你需要考虑调整一下你的时间。
Now you guys are getting serious, aren't you guys? I'm not sure I like that, right? You might, to get up early, you might have to go to bed a little earlier.
既然要早起来遇见神, 你要早一点睡觉。
You know, I remember when I was just become a Christian, me and LaChristia had just been married not too long. I guess I'd been a believer about 5 years.
我那个时候刚认识我的女朋友,现在我的妻子,
every summer I went at this job I had, I usually had to work 12 to 14 hour days during a certain season.
在暑假我有一份工作,通常我要做,一天要做12到14个小时.
And that meant I oftentimes had to be at work at 6 and even sometimes at 4.
有的时候我早上4点,6点就要去上班了。
What was I to do? But I wanted to have a consistent prayer life.
但是呢,我又希望我能够有个规律的祷告的生活。
So suddenly I found myself going, I've got to figure this out.
突然我就说,哎呀,这个我得调整一下我的时间了。
My only option was to get up earlier.
我唯一的选择就是说,起得再早一点。
Which was not easy. Because, you know, you get up earlier and guess what? You're not very awake at that time, right?
但是不容易的,你知道,因为你再起更早的时候,你不是很清醒的。
You know, I wanted my prayer life to count. I didn't just want to be, you know, going through a list to God. I wanted to connect heart to heart with Him. Amen?
我也不想过一个很随便的祷告生活,因为我起来祷告神就是要与神联合的。
And it was during that time that I developed the habit of walking and praying back, you know, back and forth.
所以呢,我起来,早起之后呢,我就走来走去,那个时候开始我学会了走倒的这个习惯。
It's not so easy to fall back to sleep when you're walking, right?
你知道,当你一面走一面祷告,是不大容易睡着的。
I found that oftentimes if I got really still and closed my eyes,
因为我发现如果我静止不动,闭上我的双眼,
at 5 o'clock in the morning, pretty soon I woke up about 20 minutes later, like, where am I, right?
也许是5点钟开始祷告,但是突然醒来已经5点20分了,也不知道刚才发生什么事情。
So it demanded that I adjust my habits,
所以我要求我自己要改变我的习惯,
so I could pray.
使我能够祷告。
I heard of one brother, I never saw him do this,
我没有看到他怎么操练的,
but he would rise early to pray and read his Bible every morning,
他会早上起来祷告, 读经,
like very early, 4 o'clock in the morning.
很早, like, 像4点左右,
he was having trouble doing this.
他很有很大的困难,
so his little trick was to go into the bathroom,
他的诀窍就是去厕所,
and stand on the edge of the bathtub.
然后站在那个洗澡盆的那个边上,
he's reading the Bible,
站在澡盆上祷告读经,
the little extra balance that he needed kept him awake.
因为他要保持平衡, 所以他就维持清醒。
I don't think I would recommend that.
我并不是这样建议大家做。
But it does illustrate the kind of heart,
但是这示范给我们一件事, 就是他的心,
the kind of choices and adjustments that we might need to make,
或者我们应该要有的调整,
to put God first.
为了要真的承认他是第一。
Amen? I bet if we were to ask some of the people that have, you know, graduated from college long ago, you had little tricks sometimes to stay up and to study and to get that grade that you needed too. Amen.
我相信很多曾经做过学生的，你们都知道怎么样在熬夜考试前熬夜的时候，如何让自己清醒的诀窍。
People that are on a sports team, little special ways that they push themselves so they could achieve that level of excellence that they desired in that activity.
还有那些运动员也知道怎么样让自己最后冲过最后一关所需要做的事情。
I don't know about you, but I want to be excellent at seeking God's face.
我不知道你怎么想，但是我要在寻求神的面前上做一个卓越的人。
I want to be proficient at prayer.
我要在祷告这件事上做一个熟练的人。
And that helps me figure out how to change my priorities so I can fulfill my commitment. Amen.
有这样的决心，就让我知道怎么样调整我的时间次序。
And grow in prayer.
让我能够成为祷告的人。
So number one, we need a quiet place where we can express our heart freely to God.
在那里可以自由地发表我们的心。
And that also requires us oftentimes to find that quiet place before we start the day. We oftentimes have to rise early.
要找到一个属于自己隐私的空间，常常是需要早起才能有的。
Jesus illustrates this.
主耶稣自己就是我们的榜样。
And it happened as let me see here what verse right here. Mark 1:35.
在马可一章三十五节。
Now in the morning,
在早晨
having risen long before daylight,
天未亮的时候
he went out and departed to a solitary place and prayed.
耶稣就起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
To get that alone time, to get that time where people were interrupting him.
为了要真的属于自己的时间和地点，没有人打岔。
To make that time where he could hear God and express himself to God.
在一个地方他能够向神倾心吐意。
It was such a priority that Jesus got up before the sun got up.
所以耶稣起得比太阳还早。
Are you willing to rise early?
你愿意早起吗？
Jesus did it.
耶稣这样做了。
Sometimes we create these spaces, prayer spaces, in other ways.
有的时候我们用别的办法创造祷告的内室。
Luke 6:12 was another way that Jesus found a place that he could connect with the Father.
在路加福音六章十二节，耶稣找到了一个跟神相遇的地方。
Now this used to be much more of a common practice in the Church of God.
在其实，在早期教会的时候，他们常常这样做。
It's a very rare thing now.
但是现在很少看见。
Now it came to pass in those days that Jesus went out to the mountain to pray.
耶稣出去上山祷告。
He goes out to the mountain. People don't like to climb mountains unless they have to, right?
现我们是若不得已，很少去爬山，不是吗
？So he's kind of finding a place that doesn't make it convenient to get to him.
所以他找了一个地方，别人不容易去找到他的。
And it says that he continued all night in prayer to God.
他整夜祷告神。
All night.
整个晚上。
This is something that, at times when God starts speaking to you, or maybe there's a certain challenge in your life, you'll find it hard to sleep through the night.
也许你遇到一个难处，你晚上都睡不着。
And I would say oftentimes parents can relate to this experience more.
很多时候，也许做父母的常有这样的经验。
Maybe a child, a son, a daughter is, you're concerned about them.
也许因为你关心你的儿子或者女儿的状况。
You don't know where they're at.
你不知道他们在哪里。
Sometimes a child or a son or daughter doesn't come home when they ought. Amen.
孩子们该回家的时间没有回来。
I don't know how many nights I kept my mother up praying.
我不知道我让我的母亲怎么样常常彻夜等为了等我而祷告。
When I was miles away and she didn't know what I was doing and she had a good idea that I wasn't doing anything good.
我在几百里之外，她不知道我在做什么，却知道我做的不是好事。
She rose in the middle of the night.
她就会在夜里起来。
And prayed for me.
为我祷告。
Amen.
Amen 吗
？That not because it was convenient.
并不是，那是很方便做的事。
Because love compelled her.
而是因为爱催促了她。
You know, our love for God will compel us at times to rise in the middle of the night and to pray.
你知道我们向着神的爱，常常也会在里面催促、驱使我们，叫我们在夜里起来向神祷告。
A burden for a sick friend will compel us to rise in the middle of the night and pray.
我们的朋友病了，这样的忧虑也成为我们的负担，叫我们夜间起来为朋友祷告。
Some friend, some loved one, some need that won't rest.
有一些需要在那里是我们所关爱的人我们也无法安息他们不能安息我们也不能安息
It won't let us rest.
也不让我们休息
So we rise and walk the house and pray.
所以我们起来在屋内走路祷告
Amen.
阿们吗
What do we care most about?
我们到底最关心什么事
If we're wanting to put God first,We find ourselves more frequently putting prayer first. Amen.
若是我们真的把神放第一位，你就发现你就把祷告放成最重要的事。
It's not based on convenience. We rise early in the morning because that's the only time we can get find to get alone with God.
早起并不是因为方便，乃是因为我们觉得这件事与神相遇，祷告是最重要的。
We rise in the middle of the night and continue through the night praying.
我们夜里起来祷告，整晚祷告也是这个原因。
Not because that's what we want to do.
不是说我要。我想要这么做
or enjoy doing,
或者我喜欢这么做
but the need of the moment demands that we don't give ourselves rest.
而是这个时刻有这样的一个需要使我们没有办法休息
Are you hearing me?
你听见我的话吗
So Jesus,
所以主耶稣
who I don't certainly believe didn't need to do this, but he did do this.
他好像不需要这么做但他却这么做了
So we establish a quiet place.
所以我们要有一个隐私的空地方
Where we won't be interrupted.
在那里没有人打扰
We get a quiet time.
我们要分别一段时间出来
So we can guarantee that in an uninterrupted place.
所以知道在这个不受打扰的时间和空间里
But we also must reserve enough time to pray.
除此之外呢，要确保我们是保留足够的时间来祷告。
Not only is it that we have a quiet time to pray, or we rise early, or get up in the middle of the night to pray.
不管我们是清晨起来还是夜晚祷告。
But sometimes there are needs in our life that demand that they take more time to pray.
但是呢，有的时候生活中的需要需要我们花更多的时间祷告。
Sometimes the challenge of the moment.
也许当时刻的挑战
is bigger than our faith,
是超越了超过了我们信心的度量
and we know it.
而且我们是知道的
We know that within ourselves, God, I'm having trouble believing that you can do this.
好像我们里面说主我有信但我信不足啊
And so we want to settle this faith issue in our heart and we pray.
所以呢为这个信心不足的情形
and
我们需要花更多时间祷告
And we pray and we wait upon the Lord.
我们在他面前等候
Giving our faith an opportunity to catch up with the promise of this book.
让我们的信心能够成长，能够追上神的应许。
Sometimes the promise is here and our weak faith is over here.
有的时候神的应许在这里，我的信心是这么微弱，在这里。
And as we take more time,
当我们花时间在主面前，在他的同在里，
our faith starts to grow,
it starts to wake up, 我们的信心就开始成长，
catch up with the promise.
然后能够追上了神的应许。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Do you know how to wait in God's presence?
所以你知道如何在他的同在中等候吗？
So Jesus continued all night in prayer.
主耶稣是整夜的祷告神。
Some of you college students know exactly what I'm talking about. You study, you read the book, you're preparing for the test.But in your heart of hearts, you know that you still don't got a grip on the answers.
很多学生有这样经验，对不对？你也花时间读了，你也做了练习，但是在考试之前，你就是觉得我还是没把握，对不对 ，Kayla?
You've heard the lectures, you've read the chapters,
你有上课
and yet your head still doesn't have a handle on it, right?
你听课，你也做了，你也读了，但是你就是不觉得你有把握。
What do you do?
那你怎么办
？What do you do?
你怎么办？
You study more.
那你就再花更多的时间读啊。
And you still don't have a grasp on it. You study more.
但是觉得还是没把握，没读懂，那再读啊。
You know, I was a carpenter for years. We would stain and prepare woodwork and material.
你知道我有多年做木匠的经验，我在预备的时候。
There's a time we applied the stain.
你知道你要把那个油漆漆在木头上。
But guess what? Some woods are more dense. They're harder than other woods.
有些木头比别的木头更坚硬。
And they don't take the stain as easy.
它们的密度比较高，所以你漆的时候它们不吸那些油漆。
So, what do you say to your boss? Oh, I put the stain on. I can't help that it's not that color.
你跟老板怎么说？哦，我漆过了，那木头不听话，我也没办法。
He said, "Put more stain on it."
他说：“那再漆一层呢？”
It's still not dark enough. Put more on it.
还是不够，那再漆一层呢？
You're praying, and your faith still isn't catching up with the promise. You're still not connecting with God about it.
你在祷告，你的信心还是没有触摸到神的应许。再祷告，多祷告，祷告多更多呀。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Hey Jack, here's a cup of tea.
Oh, hey Jack, 来喝杯茶.
That's weak tea.
Oh, 这个茶太淡.
What'd you do?
那怎么办?
Let it steep a little more, right?
就让它再加热点.
Right, you leave that tea bag in there a little more, right?
让茶袋在杯子里待久一点吧.
Sometimes we just don't use common sense about spiritual things.
很多时候对属灵的事，好像我们连一个基本的常识都没有.
Waiting on the Lord is—it's not God's issue. It's usually our issue. Amen?
你知道等候主常常从来都不是神那面的问题，是我们的问题。
Praise God, I'm so happy that you have a prayer time and a prayer place.
很高兴有很多人有祷告的地方，祷告的时间。
I believe many of you have such an appointment with God.
我相信很多人都跟神有这样神圣的约定。
But if that place and appointment with God is not producing the results that you need,
但是如果这样的地方和时间不能够带来你所希望祷告的果效。
Pray more.
你该怎么办？ 就是再花更多的时间。
Many times the Lord has done this with me.
神常常让我有这样的学习。
I needed a breakthrough in my life. I was stuck.
在我在生命中好像卡住了，我需要突破。
I was up against a wall that wasn't yielding.
我来到好像我人生撞了墙。
I had a problem in my life that wasn't going away.
我人生遇到了问题，好像问题无法解决。
And the Lord would talk to me and say, David, I need you to give me more.
所以我就跟神祷告，常常神就对我说：“我需要你把自己更多给我。”我需要你的心向我更多打开。So
I remember this one season, especially I had a moment every morning I was rising early to pray before I went to work.
我记得在我生命中有一段时间，每天早上我上班之前，我起来先祷告。I
was diligently seeking the face of God.
我非常殷勤的寻求神的面。But
you know what I did because that problem wouldn't be removed.
但是你知道吗？因为我面对的问题无法解决。First
thing I did when I got home from work.
每一天下班之后，我做的第一件事。
I'd get a little bite to eat, wash my face.
我吃一点简单的晚餐，洗个脸。
And go to my prayer closet.
我就到我的祷告内室去，在那里祷告。
Do you have a challenge in your life? Is there an issue with your family or your finances or your body that just isn't seeming to line up with the promises of God?
你在你的生命中有没有遇到一个难题？
Apply more prayer.
都没有办法触摸到神的应许，那你就多祷告吧。
Luke 8, an uninvited guest comes at midnight.
就像路加福音第八章，夜里有访客来到。
Open up, I need bread, I need bread.
在敲门说，我需要跟你借点面包。
It's midnight, I'm in bed, my kids are in bed.
我说已经半夜了，我和我的孩子都在床上，你走吧。
Open up, I need bread, I need bread.
但是这个朋友一直敲门，一直敲门，我需要面包。
It's too late.
不要再敲门了，太晚了。
Jesus says, ask, seek, knock, and keep on knocking till that door opens.
主耶稣说要寻找，要祈求，要敲门，直到门打开。
How many of us in here don't have what God has promised?
我们有多少人没有得到神的应许的？
For no other reason that we stopped praying too early.
那没有其他的原因，就是我们停止祷告太早了。
We are to prove that the promises of God are true. Amen?
我们必须来证明神的应许是真实的。
We test God's word.
我们要来把神的话来测验它是真的。
And he encourages us to be persistent.
Amen? 这会帮助我们在神面前坚持。
Almost stubborn.
要很倔强，很固执的。
Remember Jacob?
记得我们的雅各先生吗？
He stumbled across this situation where he encountered this angel.
他跟那个天使摔跤。
And he needed a blessing.
他需要祝福他。
I'm not letting you go till you bless me. He was wrestling.
我不会让你走，直到你祝福我。
Do you know what it is to wrestle in prayer?
你知道怎么样在祷告中与神摔跤吗？
Amen. There are certain people that have a rich heritage of prayer.
有些人他们有非常好的属灵的产业在祷告这方面。
I consider myself one of those.
我觉得我就是这样的。
My uncle, when my grandmother passed years ago, she had a big old prayer journal.
当我的祖母过世的时候，我发现，应该是外婆，她有这么多祷告的笔记。And I looked at them later after she passed. She wrote on every line
prayers for her family, her children, and her grandchildren, and her great children that were not even born yet.
我打开来看她祷告的日记，一行一行一行，都是为了她的儿女、孙女，甚至没有出生的孙儿。
Not only did she fill up every line,
不仅她每一行写下她祷告的祈求内容,
she wrote on all the margins, all the edges of every page.
事实上连四周她都写满。
Amen? She was a woman of prayer.
她是一个祷告的女人。
My mother was a woman of prayer.
我的母亲也是一个祷告的妇人。
You know, always praying for me.
他们常常总是为我祷告。
That's my heritage. And so,
这是我的传承。
I want to carry that forward and follow that path. Amen?
我要跟随他们的脚中把这个祷告的传承传下去。
One thing everybody loves about the Korean church, they're a praying people. Amen?
我们都很爱韩国教会，他们有一个特点就是他们是祷告的教会。
I mean, I was talking to a Korean girl yesterday at our Saturday morning prayer.
我们周六的祷告会里面，我遇到一个韩国的基督徒。
And she was telling me back home in Korea that if a pastor didn't have a prayer meeting every week in their church, he was not considered a pastor.
他说，如果我们在韩国，我们的牧师没有每一周都有祷告聚会，他就不够资格称为是牧师。He
said if that she told me that if that congregation didn't have a strong prayer meeting, most other believers didn't believe that was a real church.
若是他教会里的 基督徒没有刚强的祷告的生活, 那么他们不认为那是一个真的教会。
As far as those Koreans were concerned, that if somebody claimed to be a believer in Jesus and did not regularly pray, have a strong prayer life, they said that they weren't a real believer.
他们认为一个自称是基督徒人, 若是没有刚强规律的祷告生活, 他不是一个真的基督徒。
I'm not saying that.
我不是说这是我们的状况。
I will say that it's hard to be a real believer if you don't pray.
但是我也承认, 你若是不祷告, 你很难真的成为一个信主的人。
Isn't this even the Chinese church's heritage? That you are praying people, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, people of prayer, amen?
在中国的教会里，我们相信我们是祷告的教会。我们有祖父，我们有父母，我们都是祷告的人。
How is the underground church protected and provided for but by prayer? Amen.
是想中国的地下教会如何生存下来的，都是借着祷告的胜利。
In a land where they don't have all the luxuries that we have here in the West, they have a praying church.
他们也许没有我们这边所有丰富的资源和物质，但是他们有祷告的生命。
And to have a praying church, you have to have praying saints.
必须要有祷告的教会，祷告的教会就必须有祷告的圣徒。
Is there something in your life that is you feel that isn't right, isn't the way it's supposed to be?
是不是在你的生命中你觉得哪里不对？
And perhaps it's that way.
也许就是那些事情。
Because you still haven't tested the promises of God through your asking and praying every day.
因为你还没有借着每一天祷告祈求经历神的帮助。
I'm just feeling this so strong in the days in which we're living.
我们活在一个世代，我觉得这是何等重要的事情。
I look around and I say, this nation is in such trouble.
我四周看看，我真的觉得我们的国家是在这么多的问题里面。
Our future is unsure.
我们的未来真是不可知。
The morals of our country are slipping on every side.
我们的士气，我们的道德标准都在下降。
Our communities are no longer safe.
我们的所住的地方不再是安全。
They're hard places to raise a family in.
现在在这里是很难抚养一个家庭的儿女的。
And there's so much about this that we have no practical influence over. Amen.
在这许多的事上，我们没有权柄来干涉。
We don't even have the opportunity to change these things.
我们甚至没有机会来改变。
Except in the place of prayer.
在祷告之处。Amen 吗？
Amen. The safest place. The safest place.
最安全的地方。
That a believer can be is a person of prayer, close to God's heart. Amen.
我们这些信主的人最安全的地方，就是在内室中与神相会。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm preaching to myself.
我好像对自己在勉励。
I need to grow in prayer. We all need to grow in prayer. Amen.
我需要在祷告中成长，我们都需要，不是吗？
And it starts with a yes, yes, God.
怎么开始呢？就是答应神的邀请。
Do you want to be your love for the Lord to grow?
你愿意让你的向神的爱增长吗
？It starts with prayer.
那你要开始祷告，阿门吗
？Amen.
阿门吗
？Well, if this is a concern to you, well, let's just pray for our own heart, amen. What if you're feel challenged in this area, just stand where you are and just put your hand on your heart.
如果你觉得你有这样的挑战和难题，我要邀请你把你的手放在你的心上，然后站起来。
Lord, God, we recognize it's by your grace.
主，我们知道都是你的恩典。
The spirit of grace and supplication.The grace that makes just stirs awakens a call within us, Lord.
恩典的灵在我们里面搅动，唤醒我们。
We ask you to stir up, awaken the spirit of adoption within us.
哦，主啊，神儿子的灵在我们里面搅动，苏醒我们的灵魂。
That cry, Abba, Abba, Father.
叫我们能够呼喊阿爸父亲。
God, I pray that you would just give us some breakthrough in this day in which we live.
Amen.在这样的世代，求主带我们突破。
God, barriers in families and marriages and finances.
在家庭中，在婚姻里，在财务上的难处。
Children that have strayed from your ways.
主啊，那些离开你道路的儿女们。
God, sicknesses in our body that there's no answer for.
身体中的疾病。
We ask you, great physician, healer, shepherd.Shepherd of our soul, God, we pray that you would touch us, that you would answer the call of your people.
我们呼求我们的牧者，我们至大的医生，我们的救主，听见你百姓的呼求。
God, we thank you. We thank you for this church. We thank you for the example of weekly prayer, God.
我们为着这个教会感谢你，为着我们常有的祷告聚集感谢你。
And we just pray, God, that you would revive the life of prayer in each home represented here today.
我们求你，主啊，在座的所有的人家中，你复兴起祷告的生活和生命。
God, that we would make the proper adjustments necessary.To engage you every day.
让我们做必要的调整，好叫每一天我们都分别时间来遇见你。
God, we would find the most private place, the alone place, and shut the door.
让我们找到单独与你同在的地方，关上门。
Help us to shut out all the other voices, all the other noise, Lord.
让我们关闭所有的声音和嘈杂。
And God, that we would do whatever necessary to make that happen, Jesus.
让我们做一切所当做的，好让这样的实际能够产生。
That we would disappoint friends if necessary, retreat from them, withdraw from them.
甚至不惜让我们的朋友失望，因为我们要从他们当中退开。
So we could pray.
好。
God, we would rise earlier. We would stay up late so we could pray. God,
帮助我们早起或者晚睡，为了让我们有更多时间祷告。
God, make us a people that are willing to pray and keep on praying and wait in prayer till we get an answer, Lord.
让我们成为那个愿意花时间祷告，直到看见祷告果效的子民。
God, the same way that we apply ourselves to other things, our academics, our businesses, our interests in entertainment, God, I pray that all our energies would be channeled to seek your face in these days.
让我们所有花在其他事物上的精力，主啊，都能够带到你的面前，化为祷告。
Amen. Thank you, God. We just recognize we cannot do this. We cannot do this without your grace, without your spirit.
没有你的圣灵, 没有你的恩典, 我们办不到, 是的,
so we humble ourselves before you and we say, God, help us.
所以我们谦卑在你面前说, help us. 主啊, 帮助我们,
stir us, awaken us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you for the example that you set before us, that you rose early, you stayed up late.
谢谢你自己成为我们的榜样, 你早起, 你晚睡祷告。
Help us to follow your example.
帮助我们跟随你的脚踪。
Amen.
Amen.
A good place to start, brothers and sisters, is the prayer meeting.
弟兄姊妹, 一个好的方式开始我们祷告的生活,
they,
就是参加祷告聚会。
They say that about prayer that it is better caught than taught. It's kind of contagious. You get around praying people and suddenly something within you wants to pray.
你知道他们说有一个好的方法呢,
Amen?
就是不是说我去寻找如何祷告, 而是我遇见了如何祷告。
So find some praying people, gather at the prayer meeting, and see if it doesn't become easier to pray.
去寻找那些喜欢祷告的人, 譬如说参加祷告聚会, 在那里学习如何祷告。
But we get better in prayer like we get better in any other area by practice. By doing it, amen.
怎么样在祷告上进步呢? 就像任何事情一样, 我们必须要操练。
Amen. Just rise every day and spend a little time with God and see what happens.
花一点的时间在神的面前, 然后看看会怎样。
But that sowing that seed of prayer every day.
每天早晨起来撒那个祷告的种子。
Now remember, it's gardening. Prayer is gardening.
记得祷告好像发源一样。
You plant that seed in prayer.
你种下祷告的种子。
And you watch that little pot.
你就看那个种子怎么样。
And nothing, you can't, don't see anything for a while.
会有一段时间你好像什么都没有得着。
Keep watering it with prayer.
你就继续祷告, 继续浇灌。
Don't give up because you don't see results right away.
不要因为你没有立刻看到果效, 你就放弃了。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for being patient with me this morning. I was a little bit all over the place.
Thank you, Dave. Sure. Amen. Thank you. Amen. 感谢主, 谢谢, David的分享. We thank Dave for his sharing. 愿我们真的从里面认识与神相遇的重要, 祂是我们生命的主, 是我们的神。 我们跟他的关系是最重要的，我们要来学习花时间来亲近他。 Our God, our Savior, is the source of our life, and He's ultimately the most important person in the entire universe. We need to have a relationship. So let's just start spending time and cultivate our relationship with Him, because He is indeed the one that counts at the end.